This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. It has become abundantly clear with the fake news hoaxes that have been perpetrated by the left-wing media over the past several weeks that the media are not operating in good faith. And this is really crucial to realize. The media are not engaged in news gathering. They're not engaged in reporting news that's important for the American people. They are not engaged in First Amendment protected activities, frankly. They are engaged in deliberately fabricating fake news or misrepresenting on purpose videos and putting a false narrative on top of them, or fabricating fake sources to come up with fake news in order to incite mob violence in America. The left-wing media has become not just the enemy of the people, but actually enemy combatants in a civil war that they have started. Their goal with their fake news reporting is to incite violence. They are, as is often stated in First Amendment arguments, they are yelling fire in a crowded room. And there is no fire. They are deliberately trying to get people hurt. This is what the New York Times is doing. This is what CNN is doing. This is BuzzFeed. This is Think Progress. This is MSNBC. And the nonprofit front groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're all yelling fire in a crowded theater. They are trying to get white people murdered by inciting radical left-wing mob violence against those white people, students in the latest case, who were harassed and attacked by a Native American man who walked, I don't know, 50 feet to shove himself into the group and started beating his drum in their face. And then he lied about it and claimed that they harassed him. This is just the latest example. And of course, the left-wing media ran with it and reported the fake story. Now, some have retracted it, but many have not. And there need to be consequences for these fake news outlets deliberately fabricating fake news. Again, these are not accidental mistakes. These are not typos. These are not things where, oops, we got it wrong and then we have to correct it. No, these are deliberate falsehoods. And this is the way the left-wing media operates, and they're doing it without any consequences. We need there to be repercussions for these acts of extreme illegality. And even, you might say, election meddling, you might call it collusion, you might call it treason. They're being carried out in the United States by a complicit media that is inciting mob violence. They need to be arrested. We need to have investigations. There need to be indictments. These people need to be held to account. They are what I have called journo terrorists, is when so-called journalists or people pretending to be journalists are actually terrorists, and they're working to terrorize America with a psychological operation, i.e. a psyop, to destroy this country, to overthrow democracy, to incite massive hatred among their audience. And if you look at these radical left-wing people who only tune in to the left-wing media, they have become massively mentally ill. They are deranged lunatics filled with seething hatred, unable to elucidate a single fact about why they hate Donald Trump so much. They can't cite a single thing. They can claim, oh, he's working with the Russians, but they can't cite a single shred of evidence. They are emotionally driven biological puppets who are being controlled by the psyops of the left-wing media, and this is all being done on purpose. This is deliberate. This is the mass media brainwashing of the delusional left, turning them into violent lunatics. This is the kind of stuff that we've seen throughout world history, right before communist cultural revolutions, like in China, for example, or Cuba, or other places. This is exactly what we've seen. They're going to try to take over the country. They've already put out there that all white people are bad. They want to murder white people. They're calling for burning down the school full of these white Catholic students. It's insane. They're actually saying lock them up in their school and burn it down. They're calling for mass shootings of these students. This is the left now. They are deranged. We've seen this again and again throughout history, but the only difference is that we, the people, have the guns. Ha ha, never forget that. We the people have the guns. You know, when there's a communist revolution in China, the pro-Taiwan people, present-day pro-Taiwan, Chiang Kai-shek and so on, they didn't have superior firepower. Same thing in Cuba. The pro-freedom Cubans who were trying to defeat the rise of the communist regime there and Castro and everything else, they did not have superior firepower. But today in America, we the people have vastly superior firepower. And this is why I have to underscore the point that you should never, ever give up your guns. Not under any circumstances. You never give up your guns to a government, because the government is only trying to take your guns so that they can murder you, so that they can sweep through and destroy your liberties and your freedoms, overrun your country, execute your president, whatever it takes, destroy your democracy, obliterate your constitution and your republic. But first, they have to get you to give up your guns. If you give up your guns, it is an act of suicide. Giving up your guns, you might as well just turn those guns and shoot yourself first, because that's what's going to happen to you before long if you give them up. You should fight for your life to keep your guns. You should fight for your life, because that's what's at stake. Your life, your future, your country, everything is at stake. This is why the radical left is pushing gun control so aggressively. They have to take your guns first before they can succeed in a communist revolution. They can't have American patriots who are willing to fight back. And just remember that as long as you are willing to fight for your country and fight for your life and fight for your home and your family and your community and your constitution and your president, as long as you are willing to fight, they can never truly conquer you. It's only if you surrender. It's only if you give up. But there's a civil war coming. And by the way, the left-wing media, by declaring themselves now to be enemy combatants in the civil war, by deliberately pushing fake news to incite mob violence, they have placed themselves on a map, I believe, as high-priority locations that need to be occupied and dismantled by patriot Americans who are trying to save their country and defend their country against the lawless violence being pushed by journo terrorists. These left-wing media outlets, let's be clear, they are terrorism organizations. And one of the very first things that we have to do in the outbreak of civil war or in a declaration of national emergency is we have to eliminate the terrorists from our country. We have to eliminate and dismantle their means of operations. That has to be done for America to survive. There is now no longer any question. We are past the tipping point. The left-wing media is inciting violence. They are trying to wage a lawless revolution against America, against people for being white. The left-wing media is racist, bigoted, and dangerous to our society, and they have to be stopped, and their operations have to be dismantled. So mark that down on your list of things to get done when the right moment comes, things to get done. Dismantle the journo terrorists. Confront and dismantle them, because they are your enemy. They have declared themselves to be enemies of America. They have declared themselves to be enemy combatants as they are launching a civil war against you, your country, your president, and the rule of law. So stand by for further instructions. There's much more to come. My name's Mike Adams. I am pro-America. I am pro-law and order. I am pro-Constitution, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Trump. I'm pro-local law enforcement, pro-military, pro-veterans. I mean, I'm all-American. I love my country, and I am willing to defend my country against those who are trying to destroy it. Enemies within, they must be stopped. The time is growing close, so stand by for further instructions. You can read my websites, newstarget.com or naturalnews.com. Again, my name is Mike Adams. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. MAGA. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.